Pellets.com. They're bigger, longer, they're less expensive, they're serviced more frequently, and they're picked up and dropped off at a moment's notice. R&R Portable Toilets. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Do you have or suspect you have fibromyalgia? Does pain make every day a struggle? Are you 18 or older? Then consider joining a medical research study evaluating an investigational drug for fibromyalgia-associated pain. The study will last approximately 21 weeks, and all study-related assessments and drugs will be provided at no cost to you. Call 314-831-5999 or visit www.aldaystudy.com.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend, John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Nine inches long and an inch wide.
Come on. Okay, Paul Harris. That's why you don't have a show here.
Oh, that was Paul Harvey.
What?
That was Paul Harvey.
Oh. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 50. We're right in the middle. Smack dab, whatever smack dab means, we're smack dab in the middle of the month of October. About 2 weeks and a day away from Halloween. And welcome to this edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by the best place I think you'll ever bank in your life, First Community Credit Union. A great place to bank. And they're going to reward you for moving your car loan over there, and I'll tell you what that's all about after we do this.
Hey!
The control board operator. CBO. His business card says Ian Geis. It says Ian, then quotation marks, the peon, Geis, CBO. Control board operator.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what that means. He wants to say hi to his sponsor.
I do. I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not completely happy with your current financial advice, it may be smart to get a second opinion.
It may be.
For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Proud owner of a brand new, what kind of guitar? What's it?
Maker? Yamaha.
Of a brand new Yamaha model. What?
I'm not sure.
Is that
what
the same company that does the motorcycles?
No, it's not.
No, are you sure it's not? Yamaha? It's another division? Is it completely different? Yamaha Motorcycles and Yamaha?
It's spelled the same, so.
Well, we know it's spelled the
same.
We know that.
I have
What's
no
the
idea.
Model? What's the model? It's a Yamaha what? You don't know.
No, I don't know.
It's a bass guitar.
Yes.
but Yamaha, it has to have like the Yamaha
like
Rebel
G34 like
Rebel.
That. Yeah.
In fact, we'll just call it that. The new G14 Rebel Yamaha bass guitar.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that. Next time you see him and his band, what's the name of that band?
Southside Johnny
Next
Band.
Next time you see him, he'll be playing the Yamaha G15, whatever
you
said,
45,
Rebel, a guitar.
63.
Beautiful, like bird's eye maple. It's a gorgeous guitar. Congratulations to Dan on that. You thought he was good before? Wait till you hear him on this thing.
Boy.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Well, he's probably still in the building. You could probably still catch
who?
Him. Scott Sherman. That boy said he thinks he needs a lawyer. He is convinced that his neighbor is stealing. What's he stealing?
Cheese.
Cheese from Rad Boy's kitchen.
Really?
Yeah. He'll go to the refrigerator and he'll go, I know I had more cheese than that. Well, you get a lawyer. Okay. Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra. Looked up at the monitor. We have a news, one of the news channels on. Here's the headline. Israelis urged to carry guns amid terror attacks. They encourage their residents to learn how to be proficient and shoot and have guns. I think that's probably a good idea. A little political statement. Don't email me, okay? First Community Credit Union is our sponsor. It's a great place to bank, and I know because I bank there, and it's the only place I bank, and I've been banking there now for 7 or 8 years, that's a guess. I'm probably close, maybe 9. Saturday morning, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, there's a thing called the yard sale on this very station. It has one sponsor and one sponsor only, and that is First Community Credit Union. If you have a car loan, and you probably do, if it's anywhere other than First Community Credit Union, let me ask you this first. What is the rate you're paying? What is the rate on your car loan? You don't know. You don't know. Most people don't. Don't feel bad. What you might find out, and there's a very good chance you will, is that First Community has a better rate than the one you're paying. So here's the deal. Why don't you move that car loan over to First Community? Oh, yes, and there's one other reason. They'll give you $100. And they have done this now for a lot of people, probably a few thousand people. So let's say 7,000 people have switched over.
All right.
Because they have 42 locations. So let's say 42 locations. Let's say 100 people at each location. That's 4,200 people have each received $100.
All right.
That comes out to 4,200.
4,200
times
people?
100. Yeah.
100.
Each $100.
$18,232.
$18,232.
Whoa.
You got to. That's a good calculator you got.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it calculator?
That's calculator.
I can't ever remember.
Calculator. Yeah, calculator.
Calculator. First Community Credit Union. So there you go. They'll pay you $100 just for something that you'd be glad you did anyway. And here's my prediction. You're going to like First Community Credit Union so much, you'll just go, well, let's just do all our banking there, not just the car loan. That's what usually happens. So go ahead and do it. Tell your bank adios. See ya. I'm closing my accounts. They'll beg you to stay. I'm just going to tell you, oh, my goodness, so why are you closing all your accounts and leaving us? Are you moving, leaving town? You go, no, I'm staying right here. I'm just going to First Community Credit Union. In fact, mention that name. Ooh, that'll make them mad. 42 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. From wherever he is, he was in Cooperstown,
Fort Wayne, Indiana.
From Fort Wayne, Indiana. Wow, this guy gets around.
Oh, man.
It's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limperist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Hey, holiday season, shopping, running around, parties, maybe too much drinking. Laclede. That's the cab you want. STL Taxi is the app, and it's free. Please download it. It's easy to use. You'll be glad you did. And now here's Bill Clever.
Hey, Bill.
Buddy, good afternoon.
Thank you for waiting to be in the Playhouse. We appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing real well. Wrapping up almost a 2-week road trip with my dad, a great father-son road trip. And I would just encourage everyone to do the same. If you
encourage everyone to go on
to have that opportunity.
Well, you're encouraging everyone to go on a trip with your dad?
Yeah.
And me. Yeah, the more the merrier.
Oh.
We'd love to have you.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, yeah, Fort Wayne, Indiana here. So, let's see what's going on. A new presidential poll reveals that Democrats have the edge among voters under 30.
Mm-hmm.
Good news for Republicans, though, is there's only six people under 30 who actually vote.
He's not far off.
Yeah.
And Mitt Romney said this week that his biggest campaign mistake in 2012 was not communicating well with minorities. Yeah, in fact, the only minority he did communicate well with was Romney voters.
You know? Oh, see, they're in the minority.
Oh.
Not many of them.
No. Yeah.
And finally,
I've never been to Fort Wayne. Is it named after John Wayne?
Fort Wayne. The coolest thing in Fort Wayne, Indiana, is they have a thing called the genealogy library. Which I'm not really into genealogy. My dad is very excited because he's really into it. But
boring.
You go to this place, and for free, you pretty much have you're one of the all these millions of documents from all over the country. So if you want to trace your heritage and genealogy and that sort of thing. That is the place in the country to go.
They have
a big block from all over the country to go there.
They have a big statue of Barbara Feldon out in front.
See, nobody got
it. I have no idea what that means.
See, nobody got that.
I dream of Jeannie.
No, nobody got it. Trust me, nobody got it. Jeannie.
Wow, way to ruin this whole thing.
Bill, genealogy. He thought everybody got that joke, and nobody got it. I'm sorry, Bill. I'm so sorry.
Holy crap. Did I do the end finally? I did that already.
Yeah, you did it.
So there's a new device on the market. Have you seen this? It lets you monitor how your dog is feeling. This is not a joke. Monitor how your dog is feeling. I don't know. We really need gadgets like this. We already have something that tells you how your dog's feeling. It's called a tail.
Yeah, that's true.
A tail, everybody. A tail.
True. Yeah.
The Bill Clevelin, funny in Fort Wayne, Indiana, I'm going to tell you.
That's
Bill Clevelin segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm Bill Clevelin on the Big 550 KTR.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, see you.
Bye-bye. Even those dogs with the stub tail, they cut the tail, they still wiggle the little nub.
They do.
You can still tell when they're excited or happy because the little nub moves back and forth. That was Bill Clevelin, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company.
You remember in Shallow Hal?
That was a great movie.
When Jason Alexander was showing him, he said, look what I have. I have a little tail. And he pulled his pants down and showed him
goodness.
That little tail.
How
in
do
the
you
back?
Remember all that?
I don't know.
How do you remember that stuff?
I do remember
Shallow Hal with Jack Black, right?
Yes.
And it was a terrific. He visualized this really fat girl as beautiful or something like
yes,
that.
Yes.
Yeah, because Tony Robbins was the one that put Castus like
spell. Man, I wish I could remember all that. I just remember I thought it was really funny and I would watch it again. If you're going to be at the lake this weekend, some of you will. Maybe you're buttoning up the place for the season. Please stop into Pistols Plus. I was there last weekend. I'm the proud new owner of an H&K VP9. Shot it yesterday out in my yard. Nice shooting gun. They got a lot of stuff like that, a lot of nice guns, a lot of accessories. The hunting season is near. It's bow hunters. Your bow hunter's already here. Pistols Plus is the name. Tell them why you're there. It's in the middle of Osage Beach, right in the heart, across from Staples. And also, you lake people, because I know there are thousands of you, I will remind you again, I have found that guy at the lake. That guy you've been wishing you could find, the guy who will check on your place or get your boat ready in the fair weather months when you're boating or make sure something's buttoned up or tied down or walk through and turn on water, off water. His name is Lance. If you want to contact him, you can go to frankopinion.com. He is not a paying advertiser. I just like this guy. He is in his 30s. He has a baby on the way. He's a hardworking guy, and I have trusted him with my stuff for a long time, and you can too. And if you've got a place at the lake, for goodness sake, somebody that you trust can go by and check on stuff for you. You can find out where to get a hold of Lance if you go to frankopinion.com. Click on sponsors, and even though he's not a sponsor, it's right up there at the top. It says, hey, who's checking on your place at the lake? Tells you how to get a hold of him. The Yellow Pages came today at my house, and they went right into the trash can.
Is that a little tiny one, too?
Well, it's not nearly as big as it used to be, and it's a smaller size.
Yeah.
Instead of the 8.5 by 11, it's like 7 inches by 5. I just put it right in the trash. I know who uses the Yellow Pages with a magnifying glass is really old people.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
My mother-in-law doesn't have a computer. She can't go online, look up a business number, a location. So I get it that especially older people, but my goodness.
They made the font smaller. Everything
yes,
is so much
yes.
smaller.
When the people using it are older, yeah. they decide to make the type smaller. What's the matter with those people?
I know.
So Yellow Pages, straight to the trash. And that used to be, by the way, a really expensive way to advertise. You ask any business owner what they used to pay in the Yellow
Pages. You would see the half-page, quarter-page ads. Yeah,
cost a fortune. And once it's done, you can't change it. You got to wait till next year to change it. A couple of things I wanted to remember to tell you about. One of them, yesterday I thought about this. Somebody here was nice enough to give me a piece of gum. I had a sandwich for lunch, had onions on it. And I felt like, I don't want to offend anybody. I'm real self-conscious about that. I don't ever want to have bad breath. And so I got a piece of gum, and it occurred to me, I have not seen a gum commercial for years. It used to be dentine commercials.
Yeah.
There were double your pleasure, double your fun, double mint gum, juicy fruit,
spearmint, big red.
You don't see, when's the last time you saw a gum commercial?
Long time. Those new ones now where it's usually the canister of gum, you know, I've seen maybe those kind of stuff. Yeah. No, they come in like Chiclet form now. You know, I've maybe seen that, but yeah, I don't see many.
I haven't seen
it. If I had to pick one gum, they said this is the only gum you can chew, dentine. Just the old reliable cinnamon dentine. That would be my gum. A Chicago market research firm has interviewed a whole bunch of kids and asked them what their 10 favorite candies are for Halloween. Get ready to try to remember or make notes because we're 2 weeks out and you're going to go buy some candy. These are the 10 that scored the highest. They probably just ask every kid, what's your favorite candy? And I will give you from the 10th to the number one candy what these kids said. Number 10 is a candy that I don't know anything about. I've sort of heard of it, but it wasn't something when I was a kid we ate. It's the 10th most requested, Sour Patch Kids. What is that?
It used to be, they're like gummy bears, but coated with sour sugar.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever had
one. I used to be able to eat it when I was, you know, a teenager, but now I can't do it. It's too much.
There's a lot of kids.
Is it one of those real pucker-your-mouth sour things?
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of kids that like that, though.
Number nine happens to be my wife's favorite candy bar.
Payday.
Yeah.
I love Payday candy bars.
Number eight, Twizzlers.
Oh.
Now, do you just take two or three Twizzlers out of the pack and throw it in the bag, or do you give them a whole pack?
Usually they sell individual strands.
Yeah, they sell those little ones.
Yes, okay. Individually wrapped,
Let's see, number seven, Kit Kat.
Oh, I like Kit Kat, too.
I like Kit Kat.
Six, Starburst. I don't.
No, that's more.
I don't eat that.
Yeah.
Know anything about it. Where was I? Six?
It's a little square, almost a taffy-like type of thing. Starburst.
Five. I've gotten out of order here. Hold on. 10 was Sour Patch. 9 was Payday. 8 was Twizzler. 7 was Kit Kat. 6 is Starburst. 5, just a good old Hershey bar. You know?
Yeah, that was never enough for me.
I like the almonds with it.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
That's the one. Light chocolate, no dark, no thank you to dark.
Yeah, the milk chocolate.
Number four, M&M's. And they don't say plain or peanut. I think if you give a kid any little packet of M&M's, that's their fourth.
They have peanut butter now.
Yeah, they're.
My wife loves that.
Oh,
that's her favorite M&M.
Stop it.
And then they have almond ones too now.
Dan, you did it again. That's my favorite M&M.
Almond M&M's.
That's it. That's the fourth most requested. Coming in at third, I don't believe I've ever had this, and it's the third place winner in the candy kids most requested for Halloween, Skittles. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, Skittles.
Oh, yeah, they look like M&M's, but they're sweet.
Nah, I've never had it.
Yeah, and they're kind of fruity.
Chewy.
Yeah, fruity and chewy.
Number two, Snickers. And I'm sure, you know, those little bitty candy bars you can buy all individually, you know.
Oh.
I doubt the very few people give every kid a full-size Snickers, but
no.
Snickers number two. What do you think is the number one candy kids name
you know,
for Halloween?
With those Snickers, those little ones, you eat about 50 of them.
You might as well just eat a big bar.
Because you don't feel like, right. Oh, you're eating that much. I would think the number one is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
You're both right. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
That's my favorite.
Number one.
Yeah, I love that.
And you got to have a cold glass of milk. So when the kid comes to the door, pour a glass of milk in their bag, cold milk right into their sack. I watched the Mary Tyler Moore documentary on PBS. I had recorded it. It was really interesting and fun to watch. But my goodness, Mary, you must have gone to Kenny Rogers and Wayne Newton's plastic surgery. She looks Chinese now. Her eyes have been pulled so tight, and her cheeks are so overly smooth. And oh, my goodness, she ruined herself.
How can someone look in the mirror after they're finished like that?
They don't know it's going to look like that. They're told it's going to be, and then it's too late. So she did the same thing Kenny did and Wayne Newton did. I got an idea when I stepped outside today because it's so spectacular. My goodness, go out before the sun goes down and just inhale because the bad stuff is coming. But I got an idea. There ought to be, if I were an employer, and I had a bunch of employees, I think I would have this deal. Pick a weather day off, and you need to give us 2 days' notice because the forecast is, they told us 2 days ago it would be 80 today. And every employee gets one weather day. If you love snow, you want to play in the snow, pick a snow day. The problem is your place would be empty today. Everybody would take today. Maybe that's why that's not a good idea and wouldn't work. And then finally, speaking of vacation, there are some companies, and especially overseas in Europe, they do this discretionary vacation thing where they leave it up to you. There is no minimum, no max. You take whatever vacation time you want. Now, I'm not kidding. And guess what the research has shown? That when companies do that, when they say, if you think you want to take 3 months, you take three. You want a week, take a week. People tend to take far less vacation than if they were given a set amount because they're afraid they'll look like a bad employee. Mm-hmm. So everybody tries to outdo the other employees. Yeah. Well, I hope my boss notices I only took 2 days this year.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work. You'd think it would, but it doesn't. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
One of my all-time favorite sick jokes. Guy's walking along the beach, and he hears. Kind of the way Josh laughs. The guy It's obviously a woman crying. And he goes toward the sound, and here on the beach, on a blanket, is a woman about 35, attractive, no arms and no legs. He says, is everything okay? She says, really? Are you kidding? Is everything okay? Look at me. Is everything okay? I have no arms, no legs. Look at me. Here I am, 35. I've never even been kissed. So he reaches down and he picks her up. And he gives her a long, tender kiss. He puts her back down. He says, there, you're kissed. Thank you. He walks away. Next day, he's out on the beach. He walks over. Same woman. No arms, no legs. He says, my goodness, now what? She says, look at me. I'm 35. I've never been screwed. So he reaches down, tenderly, gently picks her up, walks out in the ocean, throws her in the ocean, says, okay, you're screwed.
Meet me. All right, let's see how traffic looks right now with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they've just cleared an accident on eastbound 40 at Big Bend that had been blocking the right lane. Traffic is jammed pretty solid back to Highway 270. Now, westbound, then you're slow again from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. On westbound 40, get the usual slowdown. Now you're just about Vandeventer out through McCausland. Southbound 170 really jamming up from Page down through Highway 40. Southbound 270 has stop-and-go traffic from Page through about the Clayton Road overpass, and then some slow pockets through Highway 44. Westbound 44 is slowing from Berry Road out through Highway 270. We have eastbound 270. It's running pretty slow in pockets now between McDonald out through Washington Elizabeth. On westbound 70, looks like we're heavy right around Jennings Station, Lucas and Hunt, past the airport, and then from 94 through Cave Springs. And they're just getting ready to reopen Riverview. It's been shut down due to some police incident that's been going on there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. Wondering if your battery's on its way out? Stop by Advance. They'll test it for you free of charge at Advance Auto Parts. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Big 550, the home of the Missouri Tigers. Catch all the Tigers' 2015 football action on KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
In business, it's crucial that you recruit the right talent for your company. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. And when you do, please, please ask the hardest-hitting questions on your mind. Like, how will you work to understand my business and financial goals? Will you give me options based on my specific needs? Can I expect smart advice and guidance through all those options? How do you ensure my loan is in line with my objectives? Hey, these are things you need to know. What you'll find is that we have a lot of thought-provoking answers that address the critical issues you face today. Oh, and like any good interview candidate, we'll have some questions for you that may get you thinking about opportunities you haven't considered yet. So set up an interview with a region's business banker today. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that!
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile.
Ah!
You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew!
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Honey, are you doing something different? You look years younger.
You're listening to a revolution in anti-aging.
All I can say is, wow.
Introducing a world's first in anti-aging. It's called Beauty Whip, and it's about to change the way people look younger forever. That's why we're giving away a free full-size jar to anyone who calls now. Find out how to get your free jar by calling 1-800-900-1624. With Beauty Whip, looking younger has never been easier. It's the world's first anti-aging retinol you activate when you're ready to use it to ensure maximum freshness. The results are simply stunning. On wrinkles, crow's feet, age spots. If your results are too dramatic, simply apply less. It's remarkably effective, so please use responsibly. Beauty Whip is already whipping up a revolution nationwide because once you've taken years off your appearance with Beauty Whip, you won't be able to imagine looking younger without it. Call now while we're still giving it away for free. Get yours by calling 1-800-900-1624. That's 1-800-900-1624.
For a country club quality lawn next spring, Top Dress with STA certified field and turf enhancer compost this fall. From St. Louis Composting, top dressing your lawn and garden with compost now rebuilds nutritional balance in depleted soil, increases soil aeration, handles heavy rains with ease, and improves drought resistance in plants. Visit one of their locations on both sides of the river for STA certified field and turf enhancer compost, soil or mulch products, available by the bag or by the truckload. It's the healthy, all-natural diet for your garden and lawn. St. Louis Composting is stocked to meet all of your fall lawn and gardening needs. Visit the location closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
Let's say you're selling your home for $300,000. If you listed with me, you'll save $9,000 in commissions. Some agents can charge up to 7% commission to list your home, but I only charge 4%. And I pay the same amount of commission to a buyer's agent, helping you keep more money in your pocket at closing. I'm Christina Strait, owner of Strait Realty, and I'm a licensed broker in the state of Missouri. And I can list your home on the MLS for 4%. When you want to save money on your next home sale, call me, 314-485-1414. 314-485-1414.
Beremir Glass and Door, simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Beremir Glass and Door. Beremir Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Beremir Glass and Door can't be beat.
Ladies, you're invited to Bless Jewelers' annual ladies' party this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. 5% of the proceeds will be donated to help find a cure for breast cancer, and you'll save up to 25% off regular prices on jewelry and watches. There will be refreshments and free gift bags with a $100 purchase. You can enter a drawing for one of 10 $100 gift cards. Bless Jewelers is located on Olive, just west of Mason, next to Crazy Bowls and Wraps in the Schnucks Plaza. Bless Jewelers, the small personal jewelry shop with a big heart.
When you shop, driving to one store, then another store, then another store is a hassle. That's why they invented shopping centers. All the stores in one place. It's that way with insurance at locally owned Weiss Insurance. Why have one insurance company for your home, another for your health, another for your business, and so forth? Weiss Insurance is your insurance shopping center, so you won't waste time calling 20 different insurance companies. Weiss Insurance does the shopping for you. Weiss Insurance, your insurance shopping center. Call 636-787-7777. Online at Weiss. Spelled WEISS-INS.com.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Tim with T&L Tree Service. Fall is a perfect time to start preparing your trees and landscape for the winter. My staff of certified arborists can make your fall cleanup of trees simple and worry-free. Removing dead limbs and thinning the crown from your trees in the cool fall months will prepare your trees for next spring's growing season. Call me today at 314-895-1883 for a free estimate. Next spring, you'll be glad you did. T&L Tree Service. Your trees and plants are our number one priority.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings, 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
That Scott Sherman segment every Friday has proven to be a huge success, and I base that on emails and phone calls that come
every
in.
Thursday?
What did I say?
Friday.
You know what? I'm overworked.
Yeah.
I'm overworked. You know, they fired him from here. If you folks wonder why you don't hear Scott Sherman outside the show, they fired him. Yeah. Go figure. Time to go to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans. That is made possible by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They are next door to each other. Chesterfield Valley, the east end of everything. One of the best restaurants, not just in St. Louis, probably in the country. Winner of many, many awards. Parking lot is always full. You can barely find a place to park. That's because people who go there go back. And they love it. You need to make reservations. They're closed on Monday with only a couple of exceptions throughout the year. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse. Folks, here is Mike Evans.
That's right, Omicron.
Oh, he's wound up today.
That's right, Dodgers baseball.
He He's wound up today.
Anyway.
No.
Pockler's question, name the name of the possible next president of the United States that, according to tax records, is by far the cheapest when it comes to giving to charities. Donald Trump, Mark Rubio, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden. Update, Lamar Odom's still on life support and has not shown any improvements, which is really sad. Another don't you know who I am story. Happened a couple of weeks ago at Heathrow Airport in London when an arriving young lady got off her plane demanding to know where the golf course shuttle was that was supposed to take her to baggage claim.
Don't blame her.
Pardon me?
That always makes me mad when the golf cart's not there.
When told that it would be there soon, she dropped the don't you know who I am. 18-year-old Kendall Jenner.
Well, I don't blame her.
No.
18 years old, you can't walk to get you to the baggage claim. Odds and ends, Harry Connick Jr. I like him.
Yeah.
Is getting his own TV talk show on NBC, debuting September 2016. It'll be up against The View and Dr. Phil and Judge Judy.
Yeah, and he's better than any of those shows you just mentioned.
I like him.
And I haven't even seen it yet.
Justin Bieber. Next concert tour will include Ariana Grande as the opening act. Insiders say this is a disaster. First of all, both of them party way too much. They never show up to their gigs on time, and no stage is big enough for their two massive egos.
In Spanish, Ariola Grande means really big areolas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, see, now you've x-rated my report talking about areolas.
Well, those things are big.
What was that?
I don't know.
Now you ruined the report.
You ruined my report.
Well, sorry.
There was no reason for that voice you just did.
Your southern woman for Mike.
Yeah, give Mike your southern woman. Go ahead.
You're a nice hunk of man.
All right. Thank you.
Well, now the report has been...
Not even worth finishing. You know what a non-professional would do right now? He'd hang up. Yeah, he would. No. That's not you, though.
Be a professional.
Carry on.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
It's really an odd one. She openly admits without even being asked about it that she never washes her hands after she goes to the bathroom.
Ooh. Oh.
And she also says she never flushes the toilet. She believes it's wasting water unless it's completely full.
Oh, my goodness.
What the heck's wrong with her?
Man.
Get ready for Gloria Allred to
come
to press conferences in the next few days. Her deposition to Bill Cosby begins tomorrow. That could get pretty ugly, don't you think?
Yeah, she is so irritating.
Oh, she is very irritating. New York Post headline above a story that more and more Israelis are carrying firearms for protection against the Palestinians. New York Post headline screams, Guns and Moses.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's so good.
The story about the... Yeah. Dayton History, October 15th. I Love Lucy debuts on CBS.
What year?
1951.
Man.
I was just a little boy, but I remember one time walking with my grandma, Nina, and she, we were walking down the street.
Did she sound constipated like
that?
No.
And we're walking by the store, and Nina says, Mac, come here, Mac, look at the sign in front of this department store and the television. And the sign read, we're not here. We're closed. We're home because we love Lucy.
Wow. People actually closed businesses.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I said, that, you know, can we watch I Love Lucy? And Nina said, we don't even have a television, man.
She was constipated.
Yeah. She was. One of her favorites was, don't get your bowels in an uproar, or I'll get my bowels in an uproar now.
That's a nice thing for a grandma to say.
And finally.
No.
Little kids don't even know what bowels are. I was a little kid, they'd say, you need to have a BM, and I never even knew what that meant, the BM.
What about all the people that are, BMs and the PM?
Bowels. Some people BM and the PM.
Bowels are A-E-I-O-U.
Do you BM and the PM or in the AM?
No, let Dan get his funny line in. What was that, Dan?
Vowels are A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y.
Now the report is completely
done. Well, now it's just, you know, it's,
you peed all over yourself.
I expect somebody to shoot me or something after that.
Good thing you're not here.
Yeah, I would.
And finally.
I'm sorry.
Name the name of the possible next president of the United States. Tax records show is by far the cheapest when it comes to giving to charities. Donald Trump, Mark Rubio, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden. Come on.
Let me tell you why I don't like doing this to these people. Because not all charity is deductible and on paper. Most of the charity that I actually give money to is not deductible. Now, let's leave it at that. It's directly to the people that I know need it, and it's not
through some organization.
Well, I'm just telling you, you can't tell how charitable somebody is from a tax return. So I don't think this is fair, but go ahead, Dan. Who do you think it is?
I'll say Hillary.
I'll say Trump.
I'll say Rubio.
Trump, according to taxes, gave $7 million to charities. Hillary, $560,000 to charities. Rubio, $300,000 to charities.
Missed it.
Joe Biden, $2,800.
Whoa, man.
$2,800.
But again, in his defense, he may very well have helped a few families
no,
out.
No, no. He is unbelievably cheap. Last Thanksgiving, there was a story that he had gone into the Senate chambers, into the stationery room, where there are thousands of these pens that just say U.S. Senate, regular ballpoint pens, and had taken them and given them away as trick-or-treaters instead of buying
candy. I think that's a great idea.
No, pens.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, little kids really enjoyed it. A couple of them stabbed each other with it.
All right, see you
worked
later.
Worked out real good.
See you later.
My Gavin Sapp!
It really is true, though. You can give and be charitable, and it doesn't always have to be something deductible, if that makes sense to anybody. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Antigun's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market.
Yeah, what about your time? Your time isn't deductible.
Well, let me tell you something. That's a very good point. No, that is a very good. There are people that volunteer like 20 hours a week.
Yeah.
That's worth a lot, but you can't write it off. It doesn't show up on a tax return. That's a great point. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are a couple of financial advisors. Pay attention if you're changing jobs. Pay attention if you have a 401k or a retirement account to these two names, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. MarkandJason.com is their website. I will give it to you again in a minute. They're with Stifel Nicolaus. 28 years they've been with Stifel Nicolaus as financial advisors. And there are people who go to Mark and Jason who already have financial advisors, but like lots of other things, like getting a second opinion from a doctor, they realize there's nothing, let's put it this way, in no way can it hurt you to get a second opinion. So that second opinion, many times, is Mark and Jason. You may want to think about that. First meeting is complimentary. You set it up, and you do it by going to the website, getting the number, and giving them a call. And Stifel is a member of SIPC and NYSE, just as it was a few minutes ago when Peon said it was. They're still members of those two things. MarkandJason.com.
Meet me.
Time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wyatt.
Well, for the most part, things are getting better. We've got a crash reported in South County at Rebus and Union. We're looking at southbound 270 getting much, much better between Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40 still has that stop-and-go traffic from Kings Highway out through McCausland and then from Spady through just before Mason. Southbound 170 stop-and-go from Olive down through Highway 40. Westbound 44, you're still hitting the brakes right around Big Bend. Some slow go all the way through Highway 270. This traffic report, it is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. You can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at Walgreens or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland for the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Discover what everyone's talking about. It's the all-new journey at Argosy Casino. Enjoy steaks, fresh seafood, artisan sandwiches, and incredible river views.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Baldwin, Arnold, Town and Country, and the World.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Thank you, Scott Sherman, for another great segment. Thank you, folks, for listening. And nothing else to say, but have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, dear. All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
You're listening to a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
She's been making headlines for reportedly blocking the stadium deal to keep the Rams in St. Louis. Tonight, I sit down with St. Louis's comptroller, and she says she's getting a bad rap.
After the fourth St. Louis church fire this week, firefighters are becoming suspicious.
And the latest on the East St. Louis teacher strike.
But first on Fox, environmental workers solved the mystery of a missing Army veteran this morning.
Yes, yeah, sadly, they uncovered his body as they prepared to remove asbestos from a vacant building in the Baden neighborhood. Fox 2's Betsy Bruce joins us now from St. Louis Police Headquarters with the unfolding story. Betsy.
Well, Sandy, police authorities have not yet officially